Jess Roby, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Jess is a certified medical surgical registered nurse in Ulster County. We have an issue with Ulster County, I guess, in Ulster County. It seems like the mental health patients and the substance abuse patients and basically everybody in Ulster County is getting a little short shrift here. Tell me about why and how we can fix this. What's up?
Yeah, so people may not have heard because there's been so much going on, it's hard to keep track of everything. Back in April, Governor Cuomo was trying to make some extra beds in case there was the surge in COVID cases that we were expecting. And in Kingston, there are two hospital campuses, which are both part of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, which is now a part of Westchester Medical Center. And the campus on Mary's Avenue, which is the old Benedictine Hospital, people still call it that.
Yeah.
There were inpatient units there for mental health and substance abuse services. And so they moved those services in order to open up that campus so that if there was need for additional hospital beds, they would have a place to put those patients for COVID care. And so Westchester Medical Center also owns what used to be St. Francis, now Mid-Hudson Regional, and there were mental health and substance abuse beds there. So the idea was to temporarily move those services over to Poughkeepsie with the idea that people from Kingston could be serviced temporarily in Poughkeepsie. And now there's been some angling to keep the beds in Poughkeepsie permanently, even after there's no longer the pandemic and the issues going on there. Really puts Ulster County at a disadvantage, and for many, many reasons.
What are the main reasons they want to keep it out of Ulster County and keep it in Poughkeepsie, keep the beds in Poughkeepsie?
I think money is usually at the core of why businesses want to make decisions.
Okay, all right.
And,
yeah.
So one of the reasons is that because of the way our healthcare system works, if you get an MRI in one place and then you get the same MRI in another place, it doesn't cost the same. It has to do with the contracts and the reimbursement rates that are negotiated between systems and insurance companies. And because of some legislative agreement that I don't fully understand, reimbursement rates are higher in Poughkeepsie than they are in Kingston. So they can give a patient the same care in Poughkeepsie and get reimbursed more for it than if they did the same thing in Kingston.
Gotcha.
So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're also, if you have two units instead of four units, you have two sets of management and two sets of staff, which is cheaper than four. So it's cost saving in that regard. So my guess is that their primary motivation is financial. Hospitals were hit by the loss of elective services this year because of COVID, and I'm sure they're trying to save money.
You got to keep in mind, too, that Ulster County is getting a fairly large influx of new residents who left New York City, and they are going to be in need of these services as well, are they not?
Exactly. And Ulster County actually, since 2017, has been highlighted as one of the counties in New York that has been hardest hit by the opioid pandemic. And we have, in 2020, we had almost the same number of overdoses. So that's 488 overdoses in 2020, which in 2018 and 2019 combined, there was 502. So we almost doubled our overdose numbers.
This is a problem too, isn't it? Because now, it's like a domino effect to me. If you don't get treatment, you could end up in jail, then the taxpayer does it, and then the jail overcrowding, it does boil over to a lot of different areas, does it not?
Exactly, and that's kind of why I say this is an overall community issue, whether you personally or someone in your family uses these services directly. If we don't give people the health care they need in terms of mental health and substance abuse services, often we end up criminalizing them and we end up paying for them in the criminal justice system, which is a loss for the person because they're not a criminal. They are in need of health care. And, we pay for that in taxes. And it also creates just a backlog of people go into service. You still might go to Kingston for care, right? So you might be somebody who has a panic attack, or you might be somebody who has, a lot of people are dealing with stress, more stress this year than ever before. And you may end up needing to access these services when you haven't in the past. And you go into the ER in Kingston, you end up in the psychiatric emergency room there, which is a very small space that can be, can hold a diverse group of people who are seeking services. And if there isn't a bed available, so there used to be 40 mental health beds and 20 substance abuse beds in Kingston. When they moved them to Poughkeepsie, they opened 15 additional beds, which they took from the detox services over there.
Yeah.
So we are down 25 mental health beds and 20 substance abuse beds, plus the loss of the 15 that they took away from the services that were at Mid-Hudson Regional. So people used to wait for services. Now we're down these 45 beds, essentially. And so that makes for longer waiting lists with potentially more people seeking these services. Additionally, if you are seen in the emergency room and they decide you need to be admitted, they are saying that you're not safe to be in the community, which means they can't say to you, hey, listen, go get in your car and you're going to drive to wherever.
Right.
So you go by ambulance from the emergency room in Kingston to wherever there's a bed in the Westchester medical system, which could be Valhalla. It could be Poughkeepsie. You don't really know where you're going to end up. And once you get there and you have your treatment and you're ready to go home, your car is still in Kingston, if you had a car, but you are now wherever you are, and there's no ambulance that's going to take you back.
And your insurance might not cover the cost of the ambulance as either, right?
Your insurance may not cover the cost of the ambulance to get you to the hospital, and you're not going to qualify for an ambulance to get home. So people could end up with this bill for that the first ambulance ride, and then they need to pay for a cab or an Uber if they don't have someone who will come get them. And with COVID, people aren't as willing to come pick somebody up because then you got to have somebody in your car with you, right? So it can be very challenging. The other thing that makes it challenging is that services in New York are by county. So when you're finished with your hospital stay and it's time for you to have your follow-up care, so your therapy, maybe your case management, maybe some outpatient drug treatment, those are all different from county to county. The way counties do things is different. And so the discharge planners, who are already working very hard, now need to learn a whole new county's worth of systems in order to make sure that somebody gets into the care they need. And that can be very challenging because those services are also shut down and closed down and running at half capacity and doing things virtually. And so the outpatient services are not what they were.
Jess Robbie, the certified medical surgical registered nurse, who do we speak to about changing this or voicing our opinion on this, Jess?
So the most important thing right now is to reach out to the Office of Mental Health in New York State. This is the state level, the Department of Health, and the governor, because it will be ultimately their choice as to whether or not Westchester Medical can get a permanent waiver of services to move those services permanently to Poughkeepsie. So call your elected officials, your state legislator, your state assembly person, your state senator. They can help weigh in. But ultimately, this decision is an executive branch decision. So it's the governor, the Office of Mental Health, and the Department of Health. So calling them and saying that Ulster County deserves local services for our community is a huge thing. You can also write letters to the editor. That would be great. And talk to your friends about this issue and ask them to do the same.
It's worth fighting for.
Absolutely. It really is.
Do you want to get into the New York Health Act at all here?
Sure. So I'll just say that this is one of those examples of where the way that we do healthcare in this country, which is actually not about health or care, but is about insurance and for-profit business, is part and parcel of the problem of why these things happen. So the New York Health Act was introduced in 1992 by Assemblyman Godfrey and has been around since then. It's basically, people have heard of the Medicare for All Act. It's that kind of an idea, but at a state level. The idea is that if you live in New York, you would have access to health care, both medical, dental, eye, reproductive, and mental health care. It would be paid for out of tax money the way that Medicare, Medicaid is already. And there have been three different financial analyses done. The first one was done by an independent person hired by the people who created the bill. The other two were done by the RAND Corporation, and I've forgotten the third one, but both tend to be more conservative leaning. All three analyses found that New York would save literally billions of dollars, including money to retrain people who would be displaced, like people who work in insurance now. Because Americans in this country, we don't understand that we pay for health insurance three times.
Oh.
We pay in our taxes for Medicare and Medicaid, which is your highest risk group of people. So that's the elderly and the disabled. So your highest user of medical services. We pay for that with our taxes. Then we pay for all of the people who are on federal, state, and county plans, because those employers pay for health insurance through tax dollars. And then we pay, if we have our own health plans, we pay additionally money for those health plans. Every other developed nation in the world you pay once. You give money in your taxes that's based on your income, so it's fair. Everybody pays a percentage, and it covers the cost, because you think about your lowest utilizers of healthcare are your healthy younger folks. So if everybody chips into the same pool, it actually saves us money. It eliminates networks. So you want to see a doctor, they're in your network because there's only one network. And yeah, it also bargains, you know, gives them a better bargaining thing for drug costs and things like that to lower costs because there's only one buyer.
Yeah.
It doesn't privatize the healthcare services, so your doctor still remains an independent person, or it's a business that owns it, but the funding is coming from one pot.
Yeah, the Assembly's passed it 4 years in a row. That's good news, isn't it?
It's true, and we're close to a majority in the Senate, so there are, you know, a couple folks who are holding out. I think we have 28 co-signers in the Senate at the moment. We need 32 to have a majority. So this is another, while you're calling about the mental health and substance abuse beds, you can kick in your 2 cents about this.
That's it.
And if folks want information about the bill, the Campaign for New York Health has a great website with frequently asked questions. There's a link to the bill if you want to read it directly. And they're just an incredible organization. And if you would like to join the fight for this, they have links there about how you can get involved.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jess Robbie, certified medical surgical registered nurse. Great information. You are up against corporations with very deep pockets, but we can get it done, can't we?
We can. Power to the people, right?
Jess, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.